just realized while playing the intro, I don't even remember where I upload this podcast to. Like I'm pretty sure I have like an idea, but I don't remember like what the password is.
It doesn't even feel like it's been a year. It feels like it's been five fucking years, man.
It's been a while.
Holy shit.
It was funny because I didn't refresh myself on what happened last season, so I like barely remembered anything.
I think I wouldn't say that this first episode of season four did a great job of like catching you up, but as they said things and alluded to stuff from last season, I was like, oh yeah, that's right, okay. So I have a handle on.
Wait, it just occurred to me while we're having this conversation, who was eating Marnie's ass?
The musician guy that she is. Well, let's.
All right, so they're fucking.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I couldn't. So they made out last season, right? And that was like a thing. And then the girlfriend was like, "I know, right. I'm on to you," or something like that.
All right. So let's talk about. So last season, that whole angle was so Marnie. I think we could sum up Marnie in a nutshell, right? Like, you know, Charlie didn't come back to the third season, so they wrote him off real quick. She was messing around with Ray, and then that kind of just like he was like, he didn't really want to go down that route, and then she was kind of destroyed over that for some reason, and then started doing the musical thing and met up with the dude, this musician that was kind of going for a part or in a play with Adam, and he had a girlfriend, and they hooked up a couple times or whatever, but she like flipped out on her. Said that she's on to her and this and that, and that's how the last season ended. And we opened the season with her asshole getting eaten out by this guy.
How fantastic was that?
I was like, bruh. And did you notice? He said, he's like, oh, I love that. And she said, I love you too. Or did she say, I love that too? I'm pretty sure
I thought he said, I love that, or and she said, I love that too, but I could be wrong.
Oh, I thought she said, I love you too.
I'll have to go back and watch. I don't know.
That's one of those, like,
I'll have to go back and watch Marnie getting her ass eaten for analytical purposes.
not a problem. She still will not show her breasts.
Well, you know, whatever. You got to have some respect. You know, get your ass eaten on live national TV or not live.
Can't show those Peter Pan breasts.
Certainly not live, but yeah, can't.
not since the last season, she's starred in a. Was that like they taped it? They filmed it live.
You know, I meant to watch it, and then I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
Oh, I never meant to watch it, so I didn't watch it.
I never meant to give you Mushrooms Girl.
Oh yeah, I never meant to bring it to my world. You know,
but now you're sitting in the corner crying.
Yeah, it's my fault. But Christopher Walken was Captain Hook. That's weird. Anyway, so right, and I thought it was funny because continuing with her angle in the season opener here. So she's singing
in the rain.
And her and the dude are in a restaurant, like a Bennigan's or something.
The dude from
the asshole eating.
Oh, I thought you meant the one from Great Lebowski or whatever that movie is. Everybody loves
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, the great
bro.
The Great Lebowski.
The Great Lebowski. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I saw it in like 1997 or 98 or whatever year.
Seven's when it came out.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
Are you serious?
It wasn't that good of a movie, and then everybody was like, oh my god, this is the greatest movie ever. I'm an indie jerk, and I want to like a movie that's stupid.
I quit the show.
Right.
You could do this by your fucking self. How do you not like The Big Lebowski? How do you not like The Big Lebowski?
No, I didn't pop for anything in the movie.
You are the worst kind of person. I don't understand you. I'm
a pedophile Nazi. I'm the worst kind of person.
So, okay, Lena Dunham can rewrite fucking Big Lebowski.
There you go.
Make a remake.
Lena Dunham.
You'll be happy about that. So anyway, they're doing a song, and you know, she before they start singing in the restaurant, they have the girl. I'm thinking like, because they don't tell you anything about the situation. I'm thinking like, oh, they're just dating now, right? And then there's the girlfriend. And she's like, I'm sorry I freaked out on you to think that. She's like, oh, yeah, to think that I would ever do a thing like that.
No, I would never do that, yeah.
Oh, so that's the angle of this season.
So Marnie's a heel.
Yeah, Marnie's a heel. Marnie's sleeping with him. And it's, you know, it's going to come to a head, and there's going to be who knows where it's going to go. So that's probably going to be her whole deal of this season, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Hannah's deal is her going away to, is it college? Not college.
Yes.
Grad school?
Yeah, well, college, grad school, yeah.
Like a grad school, yeah, yep. Grad school.
Yep.
In the Iowa to do the writings or whatever.
In the Iowa.
In the Iowa. I think, like, this was more about the other girls than Hannah, really.
I mean, Hannah's story is pretty established at this point. I'm going to this place to do this thing, and, you know, Adam seems to be okay with it, although a little bit conflicted, as one might expect.
He seems more concerned about his acting business. I don't know. It's kind of like in this episode we saw him, you know, not getting a part. He said they wanted more like a Lance Armstrong type.
Well, he shows up to. So the juxtaposition of the opening of this episode is, it's almost like where the first season, the very first episode started, where she's at dinner with her parents and they're just like, we're cutting you off. Now it's like, we fully support you. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm glad you said that because I didn't really. Like, something felt familiar about it, but it didn't really, ring, you know, fire off in my head. Thank you.
Yeah, so good. So after they do that, he shows up, Adam, that is, to dinner, and he's in, like, he looks like a greaser from, like, a 1950s.
Yeah, he's got, like, a biker jacket on.
And he says, my agent fucked this up. They meant biker, like...
Tour de France.
Yeah, Tour de France, not, like, greaser. But you know, they establish that he's apparently getting acting gigs, because, they show him in a commercial for like depression medicine or something like that, and he's walking
that
in mud.
Was hilarious.
It was like it's like a really bad commercial, but like it's bad on purpose for the pleasure of, you know, our viewing. But it's also bad in the kayfabe world of girls.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
he hated it.
But they're just establishing that like he's established himself as an actor now in the acting world, and that's apparently.
Love how Hannah was, you know, like, oh, you're so great, praising him for the commercial. Yeah. And he was like, they cut out all the shit that made it a cohesive story. I just was I was laughing over that.
Right. But anyway, so yes.
So we have, so yeah, that's what's going on with Adam. That's what's going on with Marnie. And then we have a lot deeper into Shoshana.
A lot deeper.
A bit more than she usually is. We saw her parents and a gas tire, by the way.
We got a lot of her last season. You know, we got a lot of what was going on with her, and you know, she was rebounding from Ray and just banging everybody in the world.
Mm. Oh man, I'd love to get a piece of that.
I know you would, but
she's nice, right?
There's something about her.
What about it that you like?
Yeah, Shoshana.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She's got this. I don't know, man. It's like innocent sexiness.
That's what exactly I was going to say. Innocence.
Innocence.
Anyhow, she's getting her physical degree from NYU, she's apparently registering it for it or getting it at whatever their administrative office is, and she's with both her parents. The guy who played her father was very familiar to me, but I couldn't place him.
The mom was Anna Gasteyr.
Who was the father?
I don't know. I don't know who the father was.
Oh, I almost knocked
but
the
microphone. They were.
Yeah, they're competing for her affection, and it's getting very ugly very fast.
Yeah, they are hard divorced. Holy mackerel! That's what I was in my notes here. So yeah, they established that. So we got a little more insight into her like family, which we've never really seen before. I mean, we've seen we've seen everyone else's family, but hers, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we had that great bit of business with Jess's family, you know, upstate or wherever the hell they went. And you know, what's her name's mom is always popping around. Well, she was in this episode as well, Marnie's mom,
right?
Who is pretty fine, by the way, for an elderly woman.
Oh, she's milfy.
Oh, she's milfin.
Milfy. Do buddy do. Anyway.
Yeah, so we got the show Shauna in there, and I think the only other thing we really established with her is that she apologized to Ray when they were all together at the restaurant.
Right, she's just like, I'm sorry for putting you in the position I did, and blah, 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 and it was mature of me, and whatever.
Because
and
last season she came at him pretty husky, right? To kind
of
like...
Well, end of the season, if you remember, she... He tells her that, you know, he banged Marnie, and he gets that off his chest, and basically, like, he was wrestling with the previous season, the idea that they weren't a good match at all,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, that she was probably too young for him, all that jazz. So he's kind of been coming to grips with that for that previous season, whereas she seems like she's just completely over him, and she's going off banging every guy that she can, and then all of a sudden, she decides that she really misses him. And just is like, I miss you. I want you back. And he mans up and he just says, we're not going to work. Like, it's not going to happen. We shouldn't do that. And that's the end of it, apparently.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about that for a second. I just got to thinking about it right now. And I know last season, especially with a lot of things these girls do in the show, I bring up a lot of like, oh, the typical woman thing or the typical female thing, that bullshit, the playing and playing games, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, whereas some girls maybe might want to do that, and we brought it up, I've had ex-girlfriends, your ex-girlfriends, this and that, the, you know, oh, we need to break up, this isn't working, blah, blah, blah. And they just want to, you know, fuck around and then eventually come back type of bullshit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But in all fairness, I could see how somebody could just feel like it's going, not going anywhere. But then when you venture out and try other things, you realize that, huh, that was a good fit. I wasn't seeing the forest for the trees. Do you know what I mean?
That does happen sometimes. Yes,
it happens. I'm pessimistic with females always. And just assume that they just want to fuck everybody else because I have had bad experiences.
You and me both, brother.
But,
you know, girls. It is always easier for girls to meet guys, though.
It really is because it just is.
Well, girls walk into a bar and they're like, "Okay, who wants to buy me a drink?"
Mm-hmm.
And then every guy raises their hand, and she's just like, "You." You know, it's like, okay,
because a guy. And granted, we all have our preferences or standards, whatever it may be, but for the most part, by and large, a guy goes out somewhere to meet a girl, it's not like, you know, they're willing to meet just about anyone that, you know, they're willing to fuck, you know, mm-hmm. and see where it goes from there. Let's be honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A girl is way, way more picky, you know, whereas, and there's like that that dynamic. It's crazy because it's kind of like, whereas a guy will, you know, it's almost like, well, we'll take on all comers. A girl has all those guys and they're selective. So that's why going out is, you know, you have this issue.
Right.
I'm not saying anything you don't already know.
I'm not telling you anything you don't already know.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and the ladies out there know it. I would like to see that aspect of, you know, guys and girls kind of portrayed a little bit more in the show, you know?
You think maybe, the aspect that women can pick up guys easier than guys pick up women?
Just like, because they've done a good job on this show a couple times, like with flipping things on its head in small ways, like the stuff that Adam does, you know, whereas like you would watch any other show and you would think like, you know, it's going to play out this way, and then Adam is just like, no, fuck you. You know what I mean? In some situations.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of like, I always thought that was kind of like kind of refreshing, where it's kind of like, yeah, he's saying the thing that I want to say. I'm not like a fucking spineless dude. I'm going to say what the fuck, you know, I feel, you know, about the situation. And maybe just some more stuff in terms of that, where it's kind of like maybe something the other way around. You know, not every situation is like how I just laid it out beforehand, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, I think that this might have just been a method of blowing that story off now and just being like, that's done.
Right. So we're not going to revisit Shoshan and Ray at all. That's kind of like the,
right.
We tied that up right now. Kind of maybe left it as a cliff last season. Like, oh, maybe when the season starts, they'll be back. And it's just like, yeah, I'm sorry. And okay. It's like, all
right. Right.
Ray seemed very, like, had a really good disposition. He was just, he came in, he was all smiles. He's like, yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, cool. It was very, hey. Like, very cut and dry. Like, oh, yeah, this is that, the other thing.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Here.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Ray. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we're at the place that we're at now, and chronologically, is we're in this, I guess, cafe, and there's a jazz brunch, and that's where Marnie and other guy are singing.
And other girls there.
What's his name? What? Hans Franz? Like something like that?
I don't remember. I just watched the episode today, and I don't think she said his name out loud.
Okay,
maybe.
There's kids all jumping around and yelling and being annoying kids, because I hate children anyway. And some of the dialogue, by the way, is great, with like just the things that both gay guys were saying.
Oh my god, yeah. Good stuff. Like, yeah, Elijah was there and his ex-boyfriend showed up.
Yeah.
And he was like giving him the business. I like it outside later. He's like consoling Marnie and he's just like, hey, you know, move around some small town. He would have killed himself already.
I know.
Already for being small and gay.
That was amazing. Everything he said, like when the guy walks away and he goes, I'm glad we broke up.
Like, yeah, glad we broke up.
But yeah, so Marnie bails and just goes outside to cry. And Elijah follows her and says, you need to get a thicker skin for this kind of business, sweetheart. You can't be out here being a prissy little crying bitch.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what does, you know, Judy Garland and Lady Gaga have in common. You know, they were mean ass bitches. You know, they didn't give a fuck. They didn't care. Anyone told them they sucked. If anyone told them they sucked, they just went out there and killed it. You know, mm-hmm. and they were awesome. And Judy Garland couldn't handle it, so she died. But he's like, but Lady Gaga's all right. Yeah, the Gogs. Where's she been?
She's been doing. You don't know where she's been?
You? I don't know. Like, I haven't heard a lot from
her. She has been touring with Tony Bennett, and they've been.
No way.
Yep, they've been doing duet shows together.
I met Tony Bennett.
He came to our high school.
Yeah, he did.
Is that when you met him?
Yeah.
All right.
She was in the lobby.
Yeah.
Good I was just walking out, and I was just like, "Hey, Tony Bennett." I was like, shook his hand. I'm like, I'm a big fan. Wait, nice to meet you.
Was it like that, like South Park? You were like, oh, hello, Tony Bennett.
Oh, hey, Tony Bennett. And then I farted on him. And I I jumped up into the air, farted in his face.
And your little Terrence and Phillip flip-top head.
Yeah, my flappy head.
I farted on Tony Bennett. Even though you're not Canadian.
No, I am not Canadian. No. Unlike the Maple Meatball, Schaumburg.
Well, anyway,
That leaves the Jessa situation.
Oh, so yeah, I had completely forgotten what happened with her. So what's her name? The redhead from American
Pie. Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah, from American Pie and Orange is the New Black.
I know her best from The Slums of Beverly Hills. Ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah, that, yeah. I never saw it, no.
Pretty good movie. I really enjoyed it.
Well, if you ever watch a show called Orange is the New Black, she's one of the main characters.
Right, yeah, and she was on the in the original American Pie, and then like reprised her role in the last one, which was like a reunion fest.
She shows up in this extraordinarily weird wardrobe.
Yeah, like I don't know if she's trying to be a man or something.
It looked like she was wearing a guy's button-down shirt,
but no pants.
But like either no pants or like short shorts or booty shorts or something. But you can't see what the underwear or short pants she's wearing because the shirt covers that. Then she just has, like, knee socks on and, like, those, like, athletic sandals that people wear.
And a ball cap.
And she's just... And she had, like, a thick Boston, like, New England accent, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it was New England or New York Jew. As a New York Jew...
No, it definitely wasn't. It was because she was taking... She wanted to take her back to Connecticut, right? So it was New England.
New England,
So where we left off on this story was Jessa had given this woman pills to overdose, right? And then she decided the last second that she wanted to live.
So last season, she got hooked up with an elderly woman that wanted like someone to like give her a hand with things around the house, and she created like a really good bond with her. And you know, in the last episode, she wanted off it, and Jessa like I think it was like the second to last, and even it left until the next one where she refused, and then she finally like acquiesced and did it for her, and like immediately taking the pills, like you said, she was like, I want to live, and she's like, you fucking kidding me? And then she had to like call 911 and everything.
Right. So now.
She just left her, right? She didn't stick around, and that's why the daughter was giving her the business.
From what we see, though, that there's no damage to their relationship. Like, they are fine, the two of them. So the daughter is now there to take her mother back to Connecticut, and Jess is like, please don't go. And she's like, I have to go. I'm sorry. But, you know, she says, tell me that you love me more than you love her. And she tells Jess, I love you more than I love her.
So now I want to ask you, though, these seem to be two, like, all right, so Marnie and Hannah's story is continuing. She is still with Adam. You know, they had a rocky end to the last season, but they seem to be okay. Like, they're figuring out how they're going to handle their relationship now that it's going to be long distance. Mm-hmm. And she's continuing off, and exactly what they were talking about last season, she's continuing off to do that. Same thing with Marnie. She got involved with the dude last season. As we pick up here, she's still involved with him, and the girlfriend's still around. So that's a ticking time bomb, and that story is continuing. I feel like the story of Jessa and Shoshana for this first episode was just to tie up anything else they had going on in the past, and they'll probably have clean slates, like that's new stories this season.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, because that's just like. Do you think by herself, do we see this elderly woman again?
I see her again at least once.
Because it seems like it's just a write-off. Like, okay, blah, blah, blah. And the daughter's taking her away. And that was a cameo.
Because you know what? Because otherwise, there would have been no point to keep her alive. Like, if you're going to have get rid of her, you would have just killed her. If you keep her alive and then take her away, it's obviously like you're holding her for something.
Maybe they didn't want Jessa to be a murderer.
But Jessa...
or an accessory to murder.
But like she did, like she gave her the pills and was like, you know, dipping, and you know, and it just happened to not work out that way. So like it is kind of,
I don't know. I just have a feeling that like it's pretty much like that's a wrap. And then like Shoshana's kind of like she's done with college, and she pretty much like closed the book on Rey, and now it's kind of like she has nothing going on. So now she can be used. Same with Jessa. They can be used in this season to tell something completely different. You know, some new stories. So I'm interested to see what they do with them.
I reckon it's possible.
Well, meanwhile, the other half of the quartet have their ongoing stories.
Well, now wait. So now we get some conflict right away because Jessa just seems very indifferent to the fact that that Hannah's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, Hannah's in the bathroom. She's kind of motivationally speaking to herself, and Jessa walks in, and Hannah's like, "Why, you know, why the hostility?" And she's just like, "Cause you told me to come back to New York, cause we were all gonna be in New York, and I left where I was to come here to be with you, and now you're dipping." She's like, "You're a fucking pussy," and she's pretty pissed about it. And Hannah's just like, "I'm sorry I feel that way." And so apparently, there's bad blood between them. And she says something like, "And if you want to break up with Adam, you should just break up with Adam." So we don't get like a super strong indication that there's any sort of conflict there, but that called it into question, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you.
It's kind of like it's one of those like another stupid like funny things where it's like they both have a point, where it's like just saying that, you know, you brought me back here because we're supposed to figure it all out together and move forward together, and now you're leaving. But then it's just like, you know, if you were afforded an opportunity to get your shit together, would you take it as well? You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, what is she to do?
Right.
And it's just one of those things. So that's it. I mean, you know, and in terms of that whole situation. But what weren't they like, I feel like nothing is addressed in terms of Adam and Hannah having problems at the end of last season in the last episode. Like it almost seems gimmicky to me that it was kind of like, okay, they're having problems, so it's good to be like, ooh, what's gonna happen next season? But meanwhile, we're here now, and it didn't matter.
I got the impression that there's looming problems, but they're not dwelling on them. And, you know, she even goes as far to say, "I think as soon as I leave, this guy's going to crumble," which, you know, we don't really know at this point. But
I think that's kind of like, I laughed, and Jessa immediately said, don't flatter yourself, which is funny because it's like, why do you think that Adam needs you to survive?
Right. But what we see,
I feel like it's the other way around, to be honest.
What we say, well, that's what we pretty much know from the history of the show. But what we see toward the end of the show is Hannah and Adam having their last night of intimacy together, and Hannah looks like she's kind of got other things on her mind. And then the next day, she's packing. Marnie stops by, brings her coffee, helps her bring some stuff downstairs, and she's going to wake Adam, and doesn't seem like he's waking up, but like he opens his eyes as soon as she's out of an eye shot of him, and we see that he's apparently awake, and he's just choosing to keep his eyes closed and pretend like he's asleep for some reason, and he watches her leave through the window.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, yeah, that is very interesting, and it's kind of like, it's almost like Adam's my boy,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just like in real life, like, you know what, bro, like you can do so much better. Just keep it. You got big things popping, little things stopping, man. You know,
there's a few things that, you know, I kind of want to know like where they went, like her being a sociopath last season because she was taking meds. What happened to Adam's sister?
She started dating a guy.
I hope we see more of her because I like her.
Laird or Brainerd or whatever, the dude from the apartment building.
Laird,
yeah. I was right the first time.
Like cake, he's layered.
Oh, wow. Like a layered cake.
Exactly.
He's delicious. Awful.
Wasn't going to go there, but okay.
Yeah. I did not watch any type of preview for next week or anything like that.
I didn't either,
so
I'll be pleasantly surprised.
Huh?
I will be pleasantly surprised. Are we guessing Hannah's going to do something she shouldn't be doing? Like she's going to bang some guy or have the hots for some guy?
In this season, okay. Will Hannah have sex with someone else? I say yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just the way it goes. It just seems to be the route that things have been going every fucking season.
You think they'll do the Adam goes to visit her by surprise and catches her doing something she shouldn't be doing.
I hope so. Is that too cliche?
That's cliche, but you know what? It's cliche because it works.
It's cliche. Cliche because it fucking works. But I just realized now. I'm just feeling it now, man. I'm getting back into the two dudes watch girls groove because my undying disdain for fucking Hannah. Like, I watched this episode just watching the show, you know. Here's my show that I like. But not until now when I think about her fucking other dudes is it really like, oh, yeah, I fucking hate Hannah.
Well, because you're getting into that mode now. Like, Adam, Adam is my boy.
Adam is my boy. Hannah's a fucking cunt. And, you know, we'll see, though. Although I've seen previews for, like, the season as a whole, and they already show Hannah kind of, like, not being a wise-ass, but just kind of being, like, saying some, like, stupid shit, and people are like, really? Like, who the fuck are you? Like, I don't know. Like,
well, I look forward to that.
Yeah, I want to see, you know, what happens. Now, are we rooting for Hannah to succeed, or do we want to see her fall flat on her face and crumble?
I want to see Hannah succeed. You don't.
I don't know. I mean, I don't like her. Like, I'm just like, I look at the show, maybe it's because we're older than, they're supposed to be, like, mid-20s?
I think so. I mean, she said when I graduated college 4 years ago, right? So I'm guessing she's 26 now in storyline.
Right, so we got a good 5 to 6 years on these people. Like, if we were, let's say, I mean, it's easy to relate because, you know, they're in New York and everything seems, you know, not realistic, but, like, you know, we see them in New York. We see places we know and stuff like that. So it's just kind of like, I'm looking at these people as if, like, I would knew these people, you know? If I knew these people, I would fucking hate Hannah. Like, just, like, I would sniff her out in a second, like, oh, you're one of those, you know? Like, fucking leave me the fuck alone, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, I have no time for your bullshit.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is why, of course, I lost my shit at the end of season two when she was just pulling her bullshit and Adam, like, came running back.
Whoops.
Well, there you go. Dude, a little premature, huh? Hey now. But they, what was I saying? Fucking hate Hannah.
You lost your shit at the end.
Yeah, but, you know, and then if anything, by the end of season two and the beginning of season three, we see that Hannah's the one who fucking crumbles without Adam. She was on the verge of a nervous breakdown, and Adam had to come to her aid. And by the time we got to the beginning of season three, she is either weaned or, you know, a little bit off the meds. She seems a little bit more normal. There's no more OCD because she's been with Adam. Now, do we see the return of the OCD-like tendencies while she's away?
Maybe, or maybe this is exactly what she needs, and she'll just be content.
Do we not only expect it, but do we want to see that? Will that make an interesting story to see that now that she's away from Adam, that the OCD starts showing its head while she's away?
I don't think it will. I think that's done.
Okay.
Do you?
We think that's another angle that's just, like, done and forgotten about. Like, I hate to keep relating this to pro wrestling, but it's kind of like, is that, like, that short-sighted thing? It's like, yeah, it doesn't matter anymore, we're moving on.
I think that was a plot device to get us into the story where we were last season. I think that's just, it's done now.
Oh, well, so if these are just plot devices and don't fit into the grand scheme of things, is this a good show?
If it was just something for last season, you know. We're 3 seasons into the show, and all of a sudden they introduced this.
No, that was in the second season. OCD was the second season.
Wasn't it the third season?
No, like, because the second season ended with her losing her shit, and then Adam came running.
Yeah, that was the end of the second season, but then wasn't it, like, the third season where she was, like, sticking Q-tips in her ears and stuff like that?
That was all the second season, and that built up to Adam coming a running at the end of the second season.
No, because then isn't that why she started taking the meds, and that's why?
That was the second season.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
She went OCD in the second season. Adam came a running. They got back together. And he showed up with her hair cut off. And then we shot the third season. Just no more OCD.
All right. I guess there's really no OCD then in that case.
I mean, like, it was alluded to. Like, it was kind of like, it was, but it was like, it was under control. Like, it was handled. So now what you're saying is the OCD was just to get them back together, I guess.
Yeah.
Story-wise.
Yep.
Okay.
So is that it for this week?
I think so.
What is all the noise all of a sudden?
I don't have any noise. I don't know.
It sounds like you're walking near a fan all of a sudden, and you get, like, super loud.
I get super loud?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right. Well, anyway. I guess that's our first Two Dudes Watch Girls for what is the fourth season?
Wow. Yeah, we're back.
We're back. And so
it's
we're
our
back.
Fourth season.
Well, it's our third season. We didn't do the first season.
We didn't do the first season.
No, we didn't. We never did the first season. We started the show in the second season.
We didn't talk about the first season at all.
No, we probably like summarized some of the first season, but like you know, we started the show as like a one-off gag, and then it became like a thing.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what, man? Thanks everybody for letting this be a thing, man.
Yes, thank you so very much.
And if you can, I don't know. I don't know how you can contact us on this.
You can
show.
Email girls@m2j.us. That was the email address I set up for the show a long time ago. I'm pretty sure it's still an address.
All right, M2J.
We gave away headphones last year, remember?
Yeah, we sure fucking
like I
did.
Said, I sent them to a gentleman in across the pond over there in England or something.
Oh, wow, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, we're freaking back, man.
He had like he had like a very British name, too, like Tea something, like Tea Guy or Guy Who Drinks Tea.com or something like that.
Wow, that is, I can't say it's racist, but I don't know. It's something. You know, we are back, and this episode was a little subdued. We were just kind of like, you know, this episode was just of girls, which is getting us going, but I know shit's gonna go the fuck down to Chinatown, and we're gonna be here to talk about it, man. We're gonna break that shit down. I guess we're like the Talking Dead of Two Dudes Watch Girls, except we were doing this first.
That's right.
I think.
And the Talking Dead, or the Walking Dead sucks.
You know what? I hate to talk about this right now, but it's like, I started watching...
I'm ending the show.